Bava Basra Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Now we're going through a few basic halachas, which the same way we learned in Mishnah Aleph that two people that reside in the chutz and they want to split it up, this has agreed, they have to build a wall. There's also certain basic prerequisites. Two people have a chutz, it's the assumed status of the chutz that plumbing has to be put in electricity. One guy decides to develop the property. The other one says, no, I don't want to put in electricity. Whoever wants to come in will carry a flashlight. We're not mekabel that as a legitimate taina. So therefore, if you invested in the property, so then the nature of it is that it's meshabed you to the norm of shutvim that have such a property. On that, the Mishnah says, koifinoy se livnoy is beis shar. This is the norm of a chotzer, that it has a front door, has a small doorway in the front. The Beit Shah is a little house because it's by the doorway there's this little booth where a shomer could sit to protect the property. Delos lechotzer, that's that privacy. So you have a delos, not letting in everybody. He has a lock. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Leimer, loikol hachatzeros ruis leBeit Shah. Not all chatzeros are prominent enough that they have a Beit Shah. The Rav explains b'shem the Gemara that it depends if it's somach l'shus harabim or not. We don't assume that all chatzeris would have a beis shar. It's only if it's mamish near the main street that over there they could be passerby. So you have a shomer. L'maisa we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Koyfenayse livnayse leir choymod l'saim ubriach. When many people are living in a town together, we don't generally look at it that way. But the real truth of the matter is that in a village, in a small town, in the Mishnah, everybody in town was a partial shutif in the town. So what are the basic requirements, requisites for a town to function properly? That we say that everybody who has stakes in this place is meshuvah to the regular expenses. What are the regular expenses? Again, this is very subjective. Kifi the door, kifi the place, kifi the culture of the place. The mission just says one entry-level thing. Every year needs a choymed lasayim ubriach. Needs a wall. Needs doors to close that wall. Ubriach and a lock. So again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm a loikol ayoris ruis l'chayma. It's only when it's prominent, it's only when it's open to Rishus HaRabim. That's when it'll need a chayma. This halacha be'etzem is bigger than just the example that the Mishnah gives. Because, l'mashal, in a town, the Gemara has a whole arichus, that the basic functions of the town also, everybody's going to be mishtaf to build a shul. You know, when they make a new development, let's say in Lakewood, and everybody buys on paper, the assumption is that a development in Lakewood has to have a shul, right? So, Mamela, everybody is an assumed shutif to bear the burden of building the shul, a mikveh, a park, whatever it is that the regular tzurachim in the ear. Kama yehe b'ir yeh akan sheyeh. What's called a town where a person who just bought something there, or a person who's renting there, if he's renting, the amount of time that he has to be there in order to be considered somebody who's mechuyif mimshtata, we're not talking about building the town. Here we're talking about upkeep. We're talking about basic needs. We're talking about, let's say, patrols, whatever you need, police, fire, to keep the upkeep of the town. Shnei Masochai is already called a resident. This is Negei also in Hilchus Tzedakah. When there's a local chesed fund, there's a gemilas chesed and there's achnas sarchem. When is a person considered a member of the town that the rabbonus in the town will levy taxes on him like everybody else? Okay, it's the same share. Konabah beis dira, if you bought a house, harehu kancheo yimiyad. As soon as you buy, you're buying it long term. So no, that's called you there. Mishnah Vav. Ein cholken sachot sachi arba amas lozeh va arba amas lozeh. We said Mishnah Aleph that there's a concept of a chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chalukah and ein bo kedei chalukah. If it's ein bo kedei chalukah, so then there has to be, like the Mishnah says over there, rotzu. There has to be by mutual consent. If it's oimid lechalukah, each party has a right to demand his part, his bailus, unhampered, unhindered. So mela, the chalukah of the chotzer, if each side, if there's enough room for each one of them to have a functioning chotzer, then the halacha is each party has a right to demand chalukah. What's called a chotzer that has enough room for two? Achi arba amas lozeh v'arba amas lozeh. So it's going to have to be 8x4. V'loyis ha-sodeh. What's called a sodeh where you could still see it as a sodeh, not just a little piece of land, But a soda that's functioning, and then a bunch of people that own a plot of land that they field together, they own a farm, could divide it, subdivide it into plots. Until each one over there has tisho kabin lozev, tisho kabin lozev. This means to be able to plant tisho kabin of seed. Lamaisa, this shear comes up in other places in halacha, because there's a concept called beis hasayim, which is actually the shear, the Gemara says, of beis hasayim is the shear of the chotzer hamishkan. So we see that as a large plot of land. The Sugis and Erevin talk about that as a big open space, that if you have that size, which is uninhabited, we look at it as a semi-carmelis, even if it's surrounded by a wall, and you can't carry there. So that's there's overlap between the concepts of what's called a whole place. So Mela, it has to be, each one has to have Tisha Kabin of space. Rabbi Yehuda, Oime, Achi, Hebo, Tishas, Chatzoi, Kabin, Lozev, Tishas, Chatzoi, Kabin, Lozev. Not 9 Kabin, but 9 half Kabin. 4.5 kav. The Gemara actually explains that there's no real machlokes over here. It's the amount of land that you could plant something meaningful. So the place of the Tanakhama, it took more land to plant that amount. And Yehuda says, where I am, it's only that amount of land which is necessary to be considered a farm. V'leis ha-gino. Gino is not where you plant food. It's not an orchard. It's where you plant your rokos. Achihebo. Chatzi kav lozev, chatzi kav lozev. Such a musik as a vegetable patch. It doesn't have to be a whole farm. Kiva oimer, until it has a base roiva. A roiva is a quarter of a kav and a quarter of a kav. The original thing that we call the kav, tisha kavin, is a size of 3,750 amos square. So really you break down all the different shiurim based on that. V'loi hatraklin. The Mishnah now is going back to things that you can't make chaluk on. They're not oimid k'dei chaluk on, that's both parties are maskim. V'loi hamoiron. These are different types of holes, different types of open areas. And they're not oimid the chaluk. The whole thing is necessary to function for what it is. V'loi hashoivach. A shoivach is a coop of birds, of pigeons that fly. V'loi hatalas. You can't demand chalukah if two people own the talis. No, you take half the material, me half the material. What value is that? It's a shmata. I want it as a talis. A talis you need big enough to wrap around the whole body. V'loyas ha-merchatz. Two people own a merchatz. You can't divide that in half. The whole merchatz is necessary in order to provide that service, and that's the only way you're going to get customers. You can't do that with half the facilities. V'loyas beis habad, a press of olive. It's going to have to be big enough and dividable enough that two people could function. The Mishnah is Moisiv. When it's divided and it still has that function. Take a piece of land and subdivide into little tiny pieces of land. It's not a farm. It has to be that there's bigger farms and the one who's Tevei Chalukah could demand, no, turn it into a smaller farm. It has to be a farm, not just a little piece of real estate. V'mlav en cholken. The Mishnah reiterates this a little bit barichus. And the Gemara introduces a tremendous chiddush called good or good. Good means to divide. Reuven and Shimon are shutvim in a field that's ein bo k'dei chalukah. So Reuven can't demand of Shimon to divide the field in half and put up a fence. It's ein bo k'dei chalukah. So Reuven says to Shimon, look, I want to divide. One of us is going to have to buy out the other one. Reuven could force Shimon's hand. Either Reuven would say, look, I'll buy out the whole thing, or you buy out the whole thing. Let's say they both want to buy the whole thing. Because Reuven demanded, brought Shimon to the table, Shimon has the right of way. Shimon will be able to decide. He tells him, good, either you buy the whole thing, or I'll go, or I'll buy the whole thing. This might be a takana de rabbonon. There are makayos to that. It's a major machlok sushainim. Other Rishonim, G'dele Achronim, the Geda Advarim, is that is Gufa, Shutvis is Mechayiv, that each party could have his Bailos unencumbered, on him, unhampered. So Memele, if it's K'dei Chaluka, so then that's called unencumbered, that each one will have a side and will have a Bailos that's borrowed. The same way Shutvin could demand of each other Chalukah when it's K'dei Chalukah, by Ein Bo K'dei Chalukah, the Shutvis itself demands good or Yogud. If that's by every case, there's a machlok zushanim. Do you say good or good? When two people bought lechet chila by shutfis, two people went into together. So don't you say, or don't you see, that Reuven and Shimon were maskim to hold on to the field together? How could Reuven force Shimon to buy it out? Or how could Reuven force Shimon to allow him to buy it out? So then there's no schus good or good. Other Rishonim argue. Meaning say, if you hold that there's no good or good by a shutvis that was bought, so then it'll only be, let's say, by two brothers that yash in the field from their father. They don't have to hold on to it together. So one brother could force the other brother. But when it's by choice, when they went into it together, so then the halacha would be that neither one is mechuyev to allow himself to be forced. Sfirza is the Mishnah. Emosai, bizman she'en shneem roitzim. When do we say that emba kedei chaluka ein cholkim? And like we were moisiv, it is good or good. Only when they don't want. Avo bizman she'en shneem roitzim, afilu pokus mekan yach loiku. Because there's no chiddush over here. The Mishnah is just fearing ois. But the fact of the matter is that you want to divide a farm into vegetable patches, gizutei. Vekisvei kodesh, the Mishnah is just moisiv into santazach. That any klaf of a sefer in Tanakh, afal pisha shneim roitzim, two people own a sefer Yeshaya. One says, you know what, I'll take from Perek Aleph to Perek Lamed, and you'll take from the second half of sefer Yeshaya until the end. You'll have for those haftaris, and you'll be moisiv, you'll write a klaf for those, and I'll write a klaf for those. L'maisiv aloch is le'achlok. This is a dinder abonon, that you're not allowed to split a sefer. It's a bizoyin, or more than that, it's a little bit of a ziyuf to the Kisvei Kodesh for it to have a mitzius when there's only half of it intact. So you're not allowed to. The Gemara uses this as a springboard to go into a discussion about different Nevi'im, about different Sifrei Tanakh, who wrote. Fascinating Gemara over here. This is the Makor and Shas. Who wrote Sefer Yeshaya? Who wrote Sefer Yecheskel? Who wrote Sefer Treyasa? Ayin Shah.